How do they communicate with them? Can you tell me what they look like? Can you tell me how many of them there were? Were you given food?
But the teachers are alive. They're not books. They are the very living essences of nature itself.
What a strange person.
Unbelievably powerful supercomputer that's running our reality, and we don't have a clue as to how to operate it.
So when maybe you or somebody else creates an AGI system, and you get to ask her one question, what would that question be?
What's outside the simulation?
Say in your mind, say to yourself, I am more than my physical body. Because I am more than physical matter, I can perceive that which is greater than the physical world.
From New York, upstate near the Great Lakes, it's Lighting the Void, and I'm your host, Joe Roop, and we are live on the Fringe FM. It's Cosmic Conditions, the New Moon Show. Once again, is wrapped around here with Mary Ducina. The call-in number for tonight is 1-800-588-0335, and you can go to Mary's website at maryducina.com, M-A-R-Y-D-U-S-I-N-A, maryducina.com. That's the website to go to for reference if you want a full reading. So if we've been doing this for a couple of years now, every new moon, Cosmic Conditions. If you're a new listener, you get a free reading from one of the best, right? And we got four lines. So the first thing that we're going to do, she's going to tell you about the cosmic energy that's happening. But for those of you that aren't familiar with Mary, and did one of the, she did like the first the call-in show in Florida. She was born on Halloween. I mean, most of you guys know Mary by now, I'm sure. Now she's doing a show on Kev Baker, too. She's been on a bunch of other podcasts as well. If you're listening to the show for the first time, then you're going to find out who Mary is. That's for sure. But thanks, Mary, for coming on. That's good to talk to you. It's always like a relief for me, no matter what I'm going through when I talk to you.
What a nice compliment. What a nice compliment. Thank you. And I have to tell you, Kev Baker is so fond of you and the Fringe FM and Lighting the Void. There's not a show, I think I've done three, there's not a show I haven't done at the full moon, because he knows I'm dedicated to you, loyal to you for the new moon, that he doesn't say, now, Mary, when are you going to be on Joe Roop again? It's so cute how he always honors you. And he said, now, Mary is on Lighting the Void with the Fringe FM, and he loves Ryan, too. But, I mean, he'll something. Mary, tell the audience, then you'll be on with Joe again. So that's just so, you know, generosity. Hello, audience. Generosity and kindness to me, to this little holistic mystic, that's class. That's spiritual class. That's good medicine from the realm of indigenous teachings that I place 30 plus years in. And so when we can, no matter what we're going through in this, especially at the closing of the zodiacal year, Pisces is the 12th sign. And so I'd first like to remind you that in the Northern Hemisphere, this is the last sign, zodiacal sign of winter. So because the new year begins at spring equinox for those who appreciate mystical turnings of the wheel. So I'd like you, Pisces is about visual inside, you know, looking at our inside toward the outside. So I'd like to tell you one of the great fire circle teachings that I received when I was not only training in the Pisces state of Florida with over 400 Native American ceremonies that would come, because all of them would come from up north to Florida in winter at the new moon, the Saturday, you know, before the new moon, because all the tribes wanted to come to Florida. So it was such a gift in my life at that time that I lived in Florida then, Florida being a Pisces state, and I would go for these ceremonies with all these different tribal types from all over the U.S. and some out of the country. And my two teachers, two of them in the spiritual realm, I welcome them tonight, Three Black Feathers, Terry Frady, and Soaring Eagle, who were my main medicine men mentors. And I have to say, I don't care what cancel culture is trying to do, I love me some spiritual men, spiritual maleness and yang and masculinity. And I have to say, I've met great therapists and great mystics and intuitives and sensitives that are of the yin feminine, but my PowerPoint teachers, mystics, were yang masculine. And so coming in biologically as a female, it was such and is such a grand balance for me, because I have a lot of water and earth in my own sky wheel and my own star map. So I honor the medicine of the resplendent male. Now, having said that, one of the ceremonial, this is such a ceremonial prayer, sacred, connect to God, Creator, Almighty, I Am, full, you know, new moon time, all the way to the full moon in Libra, is that when we come to Pisces, and since I've done this with Joe and all of you for over 2 years, I like to bring you new medicine, even though we've gone through the new moon in Pisces for a couple of years. So this one in 2021, and this Pisces curtain being pulled back, here's the word that I want to give you for your focus for teaching. I want you to look at the word imagination, and I want you to put a hyphen as I spell this out, I-Magi, M-A-G-I dash nation. So as a tribe, we now enter the nation of the magical, of illumination. So I, as a magi, know that's in my nation, in my world, that which is orbiting around me. And one of the ceremonial circles that we did actually on the beach where Dolphin came one night with Three Black Feathers, a.k.a. Terry Frady. The dolphins came right as he was telling this story to the gathering of the group. And so, you know, shamans and medicine men, those people that have had out-of-body, near-death experiences, died and come back to tell the tale a different way and see it a completely new way, was the tale and the legend and the story in their cultures of the dolphin caller. So I found it appropriate for Pisces, because I feel in 2021, since we have Neptune and Venus aligning with the sun and the moon, and Pisces at this new moon at dawn on the 13th in Eastern Standard Time, and the sun went into Pisces on February 18th at dawn on Eastern Standard Time, I just feel like this is a dawning Pisces new moon, so we have new beginnings with this, which normally we associate with Aries. So the dolphin caller, there are those, as legends and indigenous tales go, that know how to summon and call forth the powers of nature. So they are wise in the ways of being messengers of the mother and also of Great Spirit, Creator. When we look at, imagine you're at the shoreline, when we look upon nature's magic and marvelous things and the majesty of our Earth Mother, rarely do we actually see with our physical eyes the ancient ones like the Mist of Avalon or the Excalibur Sword or the people that are actually working with the elementals and doing magic, often not needing applause or attention, just doing what they do to send forth light and love to a thirsty soul or a wounded planet. So we don't often see these medicine people or these shamanistic magical people that are doing that imagination and making it tangible to help those that they may never meet. So the dolphin caller, the dolphin caller steps forth as an agent of both Mother Earth and Great Mystery at dawn and summons the ancient relatives of both the humans and the people of the sea. So we think about sirens and mermaids and sailors and the great fishermen and people that join the Navy or go down in submarines, and they're really on and at the mercy of the waves and the ocean's depths. And the ocean can be kind or the ocean can be fierce, just like fire. So the dolphin caller summons energy and moves through and around the waters to both cleanse and clear the sacred oceans and calls them to come forward. So they're reawakening and charging, if you will, actually electromagnetically charging the effluvia, the womb waters of Mother Earth, to reawaken within the ocean's floor and the waves of change, the high tides, low tides. They're calling forth the negative ions and the waters for both the purity and the song, the sonic tones of the dolphin and the sacred sea languages of the whales. And so it's clearing energy from and with the salt waters, the womb waters of resplendent life all around the earth. The earth has a lot of oceanic energy, to clear energy to and toward the land, to the people, the land dwellers, as they go about their day, as they live their life and focus on their concerns. So the dolphin caller is calling us to arise from slumber. And I'm not just talking about the slumber of sleep. They are awakening you, awakening us from the slumbers of the soul, which also is Pisces. So you now, all of us, if we tune in to the siren song, we won't drown, because we'll just let the sound and the energies and the negative ions and the power of the oceans become one with us, even though we're land dwellers. So what's happening, the dolphin caller, and part of the magic of the dolphin caller's medicine, summoning the magical beings, both in myth and legend and actuality, of the oceans now assist you. They're calling you to awaken to your own possibilities at a new beginning called a new moon, not only each day, but a bold new beginning for your very soul. Now, soul dawnings aren't always really obvious to our friends and families, and sometimes they take us by surprise. So the Piscean stellium, the sun and moon and Neptune and Venus is very happy in the sign of Pisces. They joined together on March 13th of 2021. So we're in that vibration now, and Pisces is saying, I am the womb waters cleansing you. I am calling forth the zest and joyfulness, both in your friendships that are available for you. Look at that. Don't get complacent about your tribe and who supports you, whether you're up or down, whether you ghost them or don't respond to them, or when you get happy, you kind of ignore the ones that have been with you when you're down. Sometimes we all do that. We just get, understandably, caught up in the waves of our joy. But the dolphin caller is saying, the beings now, the mystical beings of both land dwellers, Mother Earth, and Great Spirit will lift your spirits and remind you of what sacred relations are. So no matter what's taking place in your life right now, the high, low, up and down of it, the dolphin medicine, the dolphin totem energy is now being shared with you. So you're going to be able to feel in your dreams, in your ceremonies, in your prayers, the surrender and the fluidity and the freedom and that moving, soaring grace and power of the ocean to come in and create marvelous things for you, marvelous manifestations. So you are their friend, because we have waters in our body too. We're 70% plus fluid within our own earth temple. So like the dolphins, the dolphin caller is moving into a oneness with us. And if you so accept it and you allow it in your will and let the ego step aside, then that energy that's being sent to you with this very special, I feel, the most potent, powerful new moon, beginnings of illumination, romance, true romance, not just egoic romance, or at the true soul level, sensuality is getting launched with this new moon to rise and strengthen by the full moon in Pisces in the third week of September of this year. So your soul now needs to claim and receive that you will revel in this happiness, and you will thank the totem, the medicine of the dolphin people, and this dolphin caller who's calling it forth. I'm calling this forth for you. I'm calling forth this medicine. I'm calling forth this gift. This is magic for those who will accept it and receive it. The dolphin caller is said to know our need emotionally. The water signs, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, have to do with our feeling waves. And so this is help, and this is compassionate, one with Mother Earth, Great Spirit help that you've been long asking for, that you've been long asking for in your spirit, through your tears, with your anger and your angst and all the betrayals or misunderstandings or why is this happening to me. Pisces is like, I got you. I got you. Just close your eyes and breathe and take this. Because this medicinal energy is promising you that the moments when you bask in the joy, the moments that you're being upgraded, this is a soul antenna cycle upgrade. It's a recalibration of your heart's desire, and your drum, your ceremonial drum, is your heart. And when it brings you to tears, a certain song, a certain memory, that means that your soul is being uplifted. So these are moments right now, as you're listening to this show, every time that you hear this replay, the collaboration of our tribe, the Lightwalkers, Captain Joe, we're on this ship, and we're going to be able to not only navigate through the storms, but we're going to actually experience discovering the treasure. Now, the key when you find the golden treasure, the gift born from the empowering silence, yet majesty of spirit, and that spiritual creator, God Almighty movement in your life, is for us to remember that our medicine to manifest is that we are compassionate and that we are kind and that we are good as we walk this earth. So sometimes that means we keep our mouth shut. Sometimes that means we walk away instead of needing to be a right fighter. But this is going to bring us an exquisite sense of, to me, the supreme magic when you're having this earth walk of being loved, being accepted, and being delighted in. So I don't know anybody out there that wouldn't benefit from that in whatever way that you prefer or you desire to have the structure of a harmony mate in your life at this time, but that's what the dolphin caller and that's what the Piscean magic at its best, we're looking at the light side of the archetype of Pisces. You know, archetype, when you break apart the words, archetype means first kind. So if you've never heard the story of the dolphin caller, if you've never really learned or heard about the Pacific totem and medicine of the dolphins and looked at the sea, S-E-A, so you can, S-E-E. This particular new moon in Pisces, I can't remember in recent memory a new moon that's bringing so much potentiality and true, it'll become tangible from the unseen to the seen, from the invisible to the visible. That's what the potential of this new moon that's strengthening over the 13 hours, starting at midnight on the 11th all the way through to the late part of the 13th, of March 13th. This is a time for you to be very aware of how you use your words, what you're calling for. Hold your words if you find yourself getting into a tizzy or a fit or frustrated. Instead, just breathe. Take yourself to the ocean. Imagine the dolphin caller out there through the fog. Because Pisces, often with Neptune in Pisces, which rules Pisces, has a lot to do with the fog and the mist. That's why they have light towers to guide the ships in. So this is very much like the ship has been at sea for a long time. We've been looking and fishing and hoping to catch what it is that we need to catch that we want to see. So this magically is that all of a sudden, oh my God, look, it's the light tower. We didn't crash. We didn't drown. It didn't take us down. And yet we were on top of the mystery and the potentiality of going under at any time or crashing and never being found or seen again. And there it is. There's the beam of light. And we're coming to the shore and we're coming back to be a land dweller, having been a part of the ritual and the training and the discipline and the fight or flight and the shadow parts of ourselves of when I'm sad, I drink, or when I'm sad, I eat too much, or when I'm sad, I have to find my escape through prescriptions or whatever. That's the shadow side of Pisces, that we take ourselves down. So this new moon in Pisces, this new moon is you become the captain of the sea. You become the mystic, the dreamer who knows how to weave the dream true in their land life. It's the poet. It's the guide. It's the guru. It's the medic. It's the healer. It's the dancer. It can be the psychotic, the addict, or the visionary. So it's time for us to get real, real instead of cray cray and make that choice within our soul that we will accept this gift of the dolphin collar, which is bringing everything that's magical and wonderful from the mysteries and the depths of seeing into our land-dwelling life. And that's what's opening with this Piscean magic. That's the medicine chest of this Piscean new moon. So it is about confronting our sadness. It is about feeling foggy and kind of like exhausted, and I want to go to sleep and then I can't sleep. I've got this racing mind. Mars is in Gemini, but Mars right now is getting along with Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius. So the pressure that we had with Mars and Taurus bucking up against Uranus and Taurus and the Aquarian planets, I'm telling you, March and April are the sweet spots. These are the first real sweet, wonderfully tasting celestial fruits that we have in 2021. So this and the next new moon, these two new moons are one. This one is about your creativity and your magic and what you're quietly, without fanfare or needing to tell everybody about it, choose your words and maybe hold your words, because this is a strategic time. Magicians and shamans and medicine people and healers, even when you go talk to people in rehab or the doctor or the physician and the nutritionist, they listen more when they talk. They assess you. So this is a time of assessing yourself. And this is also a time, as the final sign before we get to spring equinox on March 20th at sunrise, this is the time for you to really not be so hard on yourself, not criticize yourself, not condemn yourself, and not let others around you that tend to do that or trigger that in you. Don't project your stuff and your shadow out onto other people. I promise you it's true that we've attracted the people in our life that we have had come into our life to help us ultimately get unsnared from our own negativity. These actors and these actresses come to play that part as parents, as children, as lovers, as people that ghost us and walk away or come in fierce and with wild passion abandoned, you know. So they come in to move us into feelings and emotions that we've not allowed ourselves to vulnerably trust or let go in. And so it frustrates us and it angers us that we finally trust or we finally let our hair down and just dive in and trip the light fantastic. Then all of a sudden they go away and it's like, who was that masked man? Why did that happen in the first place if it was going to end up here? So even the disappointments, the apparent egoic psychological disappointments, ultimately on your path of self-awareness and authenticity, when you know to set boundaries and you don't let yourself be avoided and you don't let yourself be treated other than worthy, meaning that you're also treating others as worthy, even if you have to tell them, not now, I'm busy. Don't do that again. That's not a win-win. That's not fair. That's not condemning or judging someone. That's simply bringing it back into balance, which is what our full moon in March will bring us as it comes to Libra when we get to the 27th and 28th of March. So that's the dolphin color. And let me give you some key snippets for your signs and some key power dates. On just before St. Patrick's Day, and by the way, this is the week, right now, is the week that a year ago the lockdown shutdown started.
You want to wait? We got to take our first break.
Do it.
Yeah, let's take our first break and we'll come back and go through the signs here real quick. All right.
Just breathe, everybody. Just breathe.
Yeah. I'm going through this stuff too, so I'll breathe with you.
I want you to breathe. Yeah, breathe.
We'll be right back.
Interesting in the science with the tool of the celestial mechanics, you look for patterns. And I know there's people that study numbers far deeper than I have. I studied it straight for 9 years so I could really learn each one of the meanings of the single digit of numbers. This is, for you number nerds out there, I find this fascinating. This is the sixth and final new moon in a row at 23 degrees. First one happened in October of 2020. I find that fascinating because, you know, astrology, there's things moving all over the place. 23 adds to a 5. So there's been a lot of rapid fire and chaotic roller coaster rides in our life, some financial, some emotional, some a bada boom, bada bing, both. But when you think back to October's new moon, when we started this 23-degree parade, and we're concluding that tonight, and I just find that so fascinating. So it's now going to start to be more of a security building. We're going to find that our foundation, you know, our ability to feel like that we're gaining back position. We're beginning to have some of our favorite familiar things that we adore, you know, the social gatherings we want to do. The Aquarius stellium that we had in February is starting the, as I talked about last month, the we the people going, no government, anybody, you're not going to tell me whatever side of the wing that you're on, left or right, you're not in charge of my freedom and you're not going to tell me when I can gather and who I can gather with. Played the game, did the respect, disinfected, was a good patriot, was a good human, but you know what? You're not in charge of my freedom. So the Aquarian stuff that's going on, and the Aries coming up. Remember when I call it the A-team? We're going to push back now. We're going to push back on, you know what? It's all about choice. I'm fine if you don't want to gather. I'm fine if you want to wear the 1800 mask and whatever you want to do. I'm okay with that. But shut your mouth when it comes to me. I'm not judging you. I'm not telling you to do it or not do it. But respect my space. Because your cancel culture is about to get canceled over here up and fast. So it's like it's time to not – we have to stop playing these little stupid word games of, you know, as I'm sure you've talked about, you and Ryan, Joe, with the Dr. Seuss and, you know, who gives a damn about Mr. Potato Head's gender? For God's sakes, if anybody that ever played with that or generations back didn't care. You know, it didn't care. There was Ken and Barbie. It happened. Get over it. Okay. So – the Pisces part of it is about each individual part of us regaining our ability to honor love in our life. So when the Karens, or that's another word I shouldn't use, but when the people try to bully us, it's all just different forms of bullying, whether it's the government or people or the neighbor, you know, did you get your shot? Yeah. Did you get your shot? Yeah. So that kind of stuff starts. And if that's a trigger, first look at what your projection might be. Mine might be, I don't tell you what to do. Don't tell me what to do. I'm not out there telling people what to do. I don't try to control people because the only person I can control is myself. That's my responsibility to be authentic. So I'm not going to allow myself to get triggered by other people that need to be OCD and control everybody else's schedule, or I won't get their approval. I don't care. some people really care about societal approval. I got rid of that a long time ago. Yeah,
it gets, and you know, I'm going to tell you something real quick. It gets really old to be around that energy, but it also gets really old to be around that energy in any sense, for me, in any sense of the word, because it makes me have to think about when I'm talking to a person that cares about other people's approval too. It causes like this toxicity of, before we can say what we really think, feel, or be authentic, we first have to worry about what others think. And that, I mean, at some point, that's got to go away.
Well,
it's got to.
I have studied a lot of different truth teachings, and I go to the Creator. I found many different ways to go to the Creator and to be at one with my great mystery Holy Ghost. But there's a reason why in this lifetime, when I landed in the Christian mountains, there's a reason why there's the statement, to thine own self be true. It's a medicine. It's not just pretty words in a Bible. It's a medicine. To thine own self be true. If you want your cup to runneth over, you got to show up. Now, that doesn't mean you get your way all the time, and that doesn't mean you run roughshod over other people. You just have to be true to yourself. And if something feels like you're overgiving, or you're over-expecting, or you're over-demanding, you know, you can't use the ego and say, well, that's really what I want, and so I am being true to myself when I say that's what I want. You know, well, the world doesn't revolve around me or you all the time. It's a collective effort. And Pisces is about the upper side of Piscean energy for all of us. Now, those of you that are new to astrology, or those of you that think you got it all figured out, yeah, good luck with that. I'm still learning. I'm in 35 years, and I'm still happy to learn new things. Pisces is about, in our charts, Pisces is the 12th and final sign in the Western Zodiac, and Pisces is about, where do you allow yourself to go fishing into the seeing of your soul, the soul see? And it's always an upgrade. And since it's the 12th house and the 12th sign, I've reminded you before, I'm sure it's a year ago, but I'm going to remind you again, that month before your birthday and or the zodiac sign before your birthday. So if you're an Aries, that's now. Pisces is before your sign. If you're a Taurus, that's Aries. If you're a Cancer, that's Gemini. You just look at the sign that's before the sign of your sun sign or your rising sign. This is a big tip you're not going to find in a book. It'll be in my book, but you won't find it. Okay, so the sign before your sun sign and the sign and the time of the year that you go through that zodiac sign, that's the 12th house of your natal chart. So if you're born with the Libra rising, that's Virgo. And it's not that complicated. The simple way to say it is, I don't care what your ascendant or rising sign is, find that out. And when you know what your sun sign is and you know what your rising sign, aka ascendant, is, that sign, and when in the turning of the wheel in the year, when we go through a lot of planets in that sign, or if you want one that's always predictable, when the sun is going through that zodiac sign, that's the sign before your sun sign, like for Aries now, Pisces is before Aries, and the sign before your rising sign, this is known as the 12th house. It's a time of labor. It's a time of where you're going into the shadow side of yourself. It's a time of spiritual awakening. It's a time that your dreams, your dream journaling, your sleep state, and your ability to cast magic and prayer and call upon, you have to summon, ask, and ye shall. This is the time, Pisces, for all signs right now, but Pisces for everybody, because Pisces is the 12th sign, is saying to us, why don't you just put it on the altar of the I am that I am? Why, whatever it is that's bothering you, you don't even have to speak the words out loud. You can whisper it if you want to, but however you connect to the sacredness of the Creator, to God, the Almighty Goddess, however you do that, that's your business. That's your link up. That's your hookup. Put it on the altar and say, I'm asking that this burden, I'm asking that this pattern, I'm asking that this, that I want, that seems to keep getting away from me, or that I'm self-sabotaging, or whatever it is, however it's happening, I don't care anymore. I want this negative attachment. I want this eclipse of my emotions. I want this abuse of my ability to manifest this. I'm asking for the highest and the best of this desire to now manifest in my life. You got to give it up to the divine powers, then you can create supernatural assistance. There is no sign stronger, like right now, and also in, where we have Pisces in our star map, this is where the divine hand comes in, like in the tarot, when you get the ace cards, the ace of cups, the ace of swords, and it's that divine hand that comes in and says, here you go. But step one is you got to ask. Asking is a verb. It's like faith is a fuel and asking is a verb. And then you'll find out how much you're in your own way once you summon it, once you ask, once you release it, for you to be able to receive it, for you able to say, you know what, I'm going to let it go and I'm going to trust. And that comes in with faith and grace and glory and ceremony and prayer and like your altar box, Joe. It comes into the disciplines and the rituals that we do in order to help anchor our intention. In the world of I, the Magi nation, when we move into the mystical, it does, you can't, you know, this culture that thinks they're going to have instant gratification and ADD because of techno availability doesn't happen that way with spirit. It can, absolutely it can, but you've got to feel it, you've got to love it, you've got to release your attachment to it and say to the graces of the divine, to the great holy realms, to the upper heavens, and rebuke the demonic energies that you may or may not recognize could be lurking from generational curses or whatever. You've got to rebuke the demonic vampirical attachments. And you don't even have to know what they are. Don't even try to figure them out. Don't even give a voice to their name like I just did. I'm just teaching you. Just say, I rebuke any and all uninvited influences or negative attachments. I cut the cords. I undo the knots. I give it up to the divine. This is the most potent time of 2021 to do that. This is it. This is that moment where the mystical's going, where the angels are going, where the principalities and powers and dominions are going, you ready to ask me yet? I'm right here. You can't see me because you're a land dweller and you're in your earth body, but I'm here and I'll make my presence known. Oh, yes, I will. So that's the main thing I want to say about Pisces. Now, on the 15th, Mercury is going to join and go into Pisces. We're going to have Venus shift on the 21st to Aries. It'll join Chiron. We're going to have Mercury join with Neptune on the 29th, another high, prayerful, ceremonial, magical day as that full moon is building over the 28th and the 29th of March. But the power cycle, the cowboy up, saddle up, ride forward, march ahead is 320, 320, 321. And then on March 25th, the sun will join Pisces. The sun is going to join Venus as she shifts out of Pisces into Aries. So here we start the Aries manifestation. Here we have the rising higher. The enchantment of Pisces becomes the actual tangible results. We find our voice, we speak our mind, we speak up, we say what we mean, and we do what we say. That's what's going to become important as we're shifting from Pisces to Aries with Mars and Gemini. So Mars and Gemini is saying, have you said what you need to say? And this Pisces energy, and this may sound strange to those of you that feel like that you've got a fracture or a fault line in a romantic relationship, but I'm going to tell you this weekend, do this without expectation. Whenever the sun and Venus and Neptune line up, it's the perfect time to make a declaration of love. Now, for those of you that don't have a particular person of interest right now, declare love out to the heavens here on earth. As above, so below here, I am at one with, atone it. At one with. I am now atone at one with, and I'm in an atonement and an alignment for my perfect love at the perfect time, at the perfect place, with the perfect person, so that it's a win-win and we support and we thrive. We don't just survive. We thrive together. I make that declaration of love to manifest in my life that is enchanting and enhancing in every aspect of my life. with the high tides of money, the low tides of money. It doesn't matter when you've got that, when you've got that sweet spot of a compatible partner, significant other in your life, then that makes whatever trials and tribulations that we go through, it just seems like they don't have as much power over us. And I think that's what we, the main reason we search for that soul companion. So if you're a Pisces, happy birthday, happy March birthday. Simply put, this is a new year and a new you. So this is that time where Pisces has to, they try so hard not to judge. A pure Pisces tries really hard. They say things like, well, who am I to judge? You know, I've had my faults. I've had my hard times. So that accepting attitude to Pisces sometimes gets them in a fog when people aren't treating them right. It's what makes Pisces endearing to other people. And it's easy for Pisces, because they've been rejected, because they fear abandonment, it's easy for Pisces to have an overarching compassion for friends and to want to show kindness in the face of adversity. Yeah. But this new moon is saying to Pisces, you need to become your own best friend.
Yeah, my dad's a Pisces, and I've even been around like a judge, kind of like what you would think is a judgmental type Pisces, but if you just listen to them talk, it's because they care, like really care deeply.
That's right. And they know they're taking a risk when they seem like they're coming across with hardness. They know deep down they're taking a risk if they kind of push back to you, because it's like you said, it's because they care.
That's
that they're
right.
looking at the long range. They're looking at the long range. So I applaud that in Pisces. That with the trick, of course, for Pisces is to do that for themselves too, not to get so closed off and bitter within themselves. Like they'll still do it for who they love, but they tend to,
they don't really kind do of, it for themselves that much.
Well, they're, it's like a lost dream. They sometimes they think that ship has sailed. We're going back to Pisces terms again. You know, that ship has sailed. I don't put stock in that anymore. I'm not getting on the pirate ship looking for my love or the big money anymore. If it happens, it happens. So they have to watch that bitterness with it, or that not believing anymore at all in the enchantment and the magic of it. So if you're an Aries, as I just talked about, so I won't spend a lot of time on this, I want to say to Aries or Aries rising, easy does it. This is that sign before your sign. So if you get impulsive or you get too distracted, you're dealing with a lot of repressed anger. You know, it's like if you don't feel like your hopes are tangible, or you feel like that everything seems to getting backlogged. You know, it's like in the country when you have a septic tank instead of city sewage. You know, when the septic tank gets backed up, it's like, oh, no. Because
as a
homeowner, you think, oh, my God, it's expensive to have that pumped. And what's being pumped? Backup of all our old crap. So for right now, for Aries, it's about dumping out a whole year. You're getting ready to come. Aries is getting ready to come into the fresh start of their new year on the 20th. And then the next new moon, of course, will be powerful with Aries and Venus and Aries and Mercury going into Aries and Chiron and Aries. And so for all of us, it'll be like, okay, shut your mouth and start a beginning. It's time to take action. But this isn't that cycle. This cycle, we're supposed to be looking at what seems to be getting us off course. Where are we afraid to speak our mind or apply ourselves? Where might we be too indulging in our pain or escaping, you know, or enabling or in denial about something? Pisces can also be foggy, you know, but oh my God, can you write the great book or the poem or the music? Or if you really just declare your truth, it can come out so empowering. It's really, this is the time for you to, well, Joe, you interview people all the time, so you have that gift of having teachers come towards you like that and also blessing your audience. This is that time to listen to those teachers and authors and life coaches and therapists and mystics that you know have got your back and that you know you get inspired, the fire in your spirit. This is that time to have that in your tribe, and if you don't have that, find those people. Find those people that can help you get uplifted. And that's especially true for Aries and Libra right now. If you're a Taurus, it's about your hopes are very tangible right now. If you're a Taurus, I like Pisces is very compatible with Taurus and Uranus and Taurus right now and all the Pisces stuff is a nice alignment, a nice earth water compatibility. So I want to say to Taurus, teamwork right now is making the dream work. So if you're a Taurus or you've got a Taurus rising, you're beginning to find your audience and find your tribe and find your allies. So think, Taurus, in who you want to join forces with, and that most likely needs to be someone that also is compatible with or shares your vision. And with Gemini, Mars is in your sign right now. So you better slow down. I don't want you to get a speeding ticket. I don't want you to be texting or responding to a text on your phone. Throw it in the back seat if you don't have that car that talks through the radio when somebody's calling you. Don't get distracted right now while you're in transit at all. Geminis are frustrated. They don't like the lockdown of travel. You know, they want to fly. They want to go to exotic ports of call. But I want to say to Gemini, because it's in your 10th house, you know, you need to correct the work issues and the frustrations that are going on in the work environment. You need to take charge. You can't take the throne if you don't know how to achieve the crown. So this, it's a spotlight time for Gemini to do with work and moving up the ladder of career success. It's like out of the blue, literally out of the blue, with Mars charging through your sign. It can be you just said the right thing that makes them go, okay, out of all the candidates, that one. I like that one that auditioned right there. I like that sales pitch. If you're a Cancer, I want to say to Cancer, sometimes being kind is more important than being right, but I feel like that you need to take chances. The Pisces is very compatible for the sign of Cancer, and Cancer is hesitant and reticent in taking that first step. Cancers feel better only when someone else has declared their affection for them, or they feel more confident when they know that someone's falling for them, or, you know, giving them the swoony eyes and the extra kisses. So Cancer feels insecure until they know somebody wants them. Then the turtle emerges from the shell, or the crab comes out of its hard shell. So there are some nice, fresh horizons for Cancer. It's a ninth house thing right now. So if you never, ever have worked with dream journals, or really, like, more than your earth life, more than your waking world, oh, my God, if you've got Cancer positioned strongly in your chart, take your questions into prayer, ceremony, and your dreams. I mean, literally write it down on an index card or a soft piece of paper or toilet paper or Kleenex and put it under your pillowcase and say, in my dreams, I'm going to go with my mentors and my guides in the imaginal realms, and I'm going to get my answers. It's the most powerful time.
When would be the optimal time to do that, though? Like any day or anything, or just
all through Pisces, but especially now.
Okay.
Especially now. And I would say we get another thrust. We get another thrust on the 15th, as all this weekend, but certainly on the 15th when Mercury, the moving and spoken word, you know, both psychically and magically, you know, when it goes into Pisces, because it's, you know, Mercury moves fast, but it's going to be in Pisces for a while. So I love coming into St. Patrick's. From now, going into St. Patrick's Day, yeah, booyah. So if you're a Leo, this is, there's more than meets the eye right now, Leo. This is an eighth house new moon, and so it's going to awaken your interest in the mysteries and the unseen dimensions of life. But the eighth house is also who we rely on. It's like they talk about sex, death, and taxes.
Yeah.
So this is about Leos sometimes get a little edgy, a little irritable if they think that they have to rely on someone at work or they have to put up with that in their partnership, because lions don't like to be caged. Tigers don't like to be poked. So right now it's deep, investigative, intuitive stuff for Leo. And again, that's not a real comfortable thing for them because Leo likes to take charge, but too bad. It's got a lot to do with the afterlife. And maybe some people in the spirit world, maybe some relatives, you have that dream or you have that message coming back from them. Not going to rule out that there might be some emotional experience that happens through someone you love, or that someone comes close to the edge of death and then bounces back and it takes you there emotionally. When we go through our eighth house transit, that can happen. If you're a Virgo, it's seventh house. When the sun is in Pisces, the earth is in Virgo. And so for Virgos right now, you know, sometimes your significant other takes the lead. Sometimes they need to follow you. So So with Virgo, it's all about, whether it's romantic or platonic, this new moon is about restructuring that relationship. And it may end up making the whole perspective more attractive. But remember, you can't pick the rose without noticing the thorns as well. And so Virgo's got some adjustments going on with their key partners, their marriage partners, and all of that good stuff. If you're Capricorn, how it's said, how it's written, getting your message across, other people wanting to hear your message, is it going to be new neighbors? Is it going to be how you speak your truth that's like drawing other people in? I feel like that you don't have to rehearse it. You just need to take the knowledge that you have and all those skills that you've acquired and just show up and be you if you're a Capricorn. If you're Aquarius, it's your concentration right now is understandably focused on assets and making the money. And for Aquarius, it's like what's mine is yours.
Right.
And Aquarius right now is happy to let money and resources flow through their fingers because I feel like they've been in a skinny cycle. And the final two, if you're Gemini, Mars is in your sign. We talked about that. So it's career. But the opposite of that is the fourth house, which is Sagittarius. So I want to ask you, Sagittarius, Mars is opposing you right now out of the fourth house. So do you have a stable home base? If the family drama is starting to go off the charts and you're frustrated as a Sagittarius going, I don't want to deal with this. I didn't start it. I don't even want to have to end it. This is a magnificent distraction that I don't want to stick my spoon in the soup of garbage with this. But so Sagittarius is going to want to get in the truck and drive away. But with Sagittarius, it's like you need to squelch some things. You need to kind of say, you know, it's like the Lion and the Wizard of Oz in that one scene where he goes, not nothing, not no-how. So it's like somehow Sagittarius has to kind of stomp their foot like a skunk before they spray you. You know, I'm a country girl. They'll tamp their feet. They'll warn you before they turn around. So Sagittarius right now, you're probably tamping your feet to say to people, trust me, when I let go of my Sagittarius stink, you're going to remember it. Because Mars is opposing Sagittarius.
We're at the top of the hour. You have one more sign?
Let me look. Pisces, Virgo, Aries, Libra. Oh, one more. Libra, change the routine. There's some healthy tools. It's like you've got to rehab everything. I feel like Libras have gone through some kind of soul surgery, and they're letting go of like 15 years worth of stuff. Yeah, Libras like really had some kind of exorcism, really. And I feel like that it's been kind of shocking. So if you're a Libra, you've got a Libra rising, it's go back in your mind to 14 years ago. And I feel like that's the seeds of where the disdain or the vampirical energy got in, where you really didn't want to see the truth. Libra and Pisces are similar in that. Sometimes the truth is right in front of them and they don't want to accept it because it hurts or it's not the way they wanted it to go. So it's like fancy flights of fancy and fantasy instead of a reality bite. But I like what's going on with Libra and Libra rising because the retooling and the rehabbing is now going to happen. And so that means new remedies and new solutions.
All righty. So we're going to get to the phone calls. I hope you guys got all of that, wrote it down to, we'll get to the phone calls too when we come back. If you want a reading from Mary DeSena, it's 1-800-588-0335. If you can't through, just keep calling. If you can't get through, keep calling. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. We're about to get into the calls, I think, in just a second with Mary DeSena, MaryDeSina. MaryDeSena.com, the one and only. That's 1-800-588-0335. That's the call-in number, 1-800-588-0335. If you can't get through, just keep calling. And we did the signs, but I think you got one more to do, right? Is that what you're saying?
I do. I forgot my own sign. So I want to be authentic and admit my mistake because I know when they do the replay, the Scorpios will bombard us if we leave them out. So yeah. For Scorpio, it's the fifth house. Now, the fifth house, I've always termed that as whenever each of the signs get to go through their fifth house, it's the cycle, it's that month that you can flirt with life, and life will flirt back with you in a very creative way. So the fifth house, think about noon in the middle of the day. So the fifth house is our charm, it's our creativity, it's the most delightful, desirable side of you. So it's where your hobbies or your interests and your playmates are found. It's what gives you joy and how you can give other people joy. So it's the spotlight on play. I think there's a spirit, there's an energy to play. And so this is about lighten up, Scorpio, get out there and be funny. Let your humor, no sarcasm, Scorpio. It's too easy for you, and Mars is in Gemini, and that's the shadow side of Gemini and Scorpio, is that sarcasm. So don't insult anybody. Don't let your words be a viper. Scorpios know how to sting easy enough. So for Scorpio, the challenge is going to be, how can you work with empowering or encouraging words? But it's a very nice cycle for Cancer and Scorpio and Pisces, because right now the main element is water, earth. So Cancer and Scorpio are favored, and Aries and Sagittarius and Libra are kind of challenged right now. Does that make it a bad cycle? No. It means that those signs have to pay the most attention. And listen, just because it's favorable for Cancer, Scorpio and Pisces, don't get lazy, because the golden ring will pass you right by. So, I mean, it's you have to understand that Pisces is about us being able to look at, it's the ending of a cycle, the ending of the movie, the epilogue of the book. So here's the, in the beginning I told you to breathe and think about the dolphin collar. But now I want you to look at what is ending in your life personally. Something that's ending is only ending the way it was or the way it's been going, so you can prepare for a beginning. An ending is in reality the threshold, a doorway, a portal. A Pisces portal is going to give us a fresh start of brighter options and more clarity. Out of the fog of Pisces can come the clarity of Aries. So right now it's our spiritual dimensions are emphasized. The spotlight is on how we connect with the sacred, how we can get the inspirational momentum. We need to apply that. You know, the saints, the sacred teachings, all those people that illuminate and inspire you, any of the way that you can connect with the mysteries of paranormal and spirit, not in anything demonic or just ghost hunting. I'm telling you, this has got to do with what's guided you along in your hard times before, what's got you across the difficult waters when you almost drowned and it was hard to keep your head above water. This is that time. These are your holy navigations. These are the angels right by your side going, what do you need? Just ask for it. Now I did them.
All right, cool. So that was, thank you for that, Mary. We're going to get right into these callers, because I know they've been waiting.
Thank you, audience.
Yeah. Thank you guys for waiting. We're going to start right here on line one with 954 area code. You're on the air with Mary Ducina. Who are we speaking with?
Christine.
Christine, how are you doing, Christine?
Fine, thank you, sir.
You want
Mary.
You want Mary to pull a card for you? Do you have a question?
Either one. You can ask for insights on a question, or you can just say no. I just want to get a card. It really, there's no pressure.
I'll let you take the reins.
Right on.
Okay. Okay. I feel with you that one of the things that I feel that's going on with you is I keep seeing, have you ever walked out in the morning and seen like the nectar or the dew on a spider web, and the spider might not even be in it, but you look at that and it's not only is the web interesting to look at, especially when the spider's gone, but the dew that's on the web. And when you study, and I know Lisa Allen knows more about this way more than I do, but when you study the Fae Kingdom and you study the nectar or the dew of the morning, even my First Nations people told me that that's some of the richest elixir in nature, is to be able to touch that dew to your tongue or to your third eye. And I keep seeing that. It's like I feel like that you're going to be, your eyes are going to be opened to see beyond maybe 3D or just what's obviously in front of you. I just get this feeling with you that you're seeing things in a more concise, deeper way, and you're not at all in the mood for anything to be obscure or people beating around the bush or, you know, avoiding what needs to be done or what needs to be said. It's just like, get on with it. Just, you know, what is it? Just, I'm ready to deal with it. It is what it is. It's kind of like you're the Buddha thing. It's like, it is what it is. Just tell me what it is. I think your angst and your frustration is going to be if people are like scared or hesitant to tell you what's going on. But the card I picked for you is the Oracle, which is interesting. So not only, it's a two-sided gift to me. Not only are you seeking the reality by the truth, it is what it is, and I'll accept it because at least I'm not in limbo anymore, and I can move forward with whatever it is, and it gives you back choice. You know, when you know what something is or isn't, then you have choice and more freedom of movement. So I feel like that there's spirit intervention in your life. I feel like that you're open to the callings of truth, the intervention, and the way that the sacred is wanting to help you with your life walk. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
She got it. She had all went in. She's like, yep, got it. Thanks.
Thanks for your call, Christine.
That's a great response.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for calling. All right, 1-800-588-0335 if you want a reading from Mary. The next caller here, we got 905 area code. You're on the air with Mary Ducina. Who are we speaking with?
This is Kaz from Canada. Greetings, Ms. Ducina and Joe.
What's up, Kaz?
Oh, thank you. That's a great name.
Oh, not much.
You have a question?
I have a... Like... go ahead.
Yeah.
No. You talk.
Okay. I have the last time we spoke, Ms. Ducina, you told me about a walk-in experience that I felt I had, but you gave me reassurance towards it. If you could tell me a little bit about that, and maybe just a quick reading, if that's okay.
Okay. The card that I flipped over for you, and I'm working with the Oracle of the Hidden Worlds. It's kind of a deep deck. Is your number is 44. So that's looking at things from all four corners, being very observant, you know, like the crow up in the tree doesn't go just fly down there and get the bread. It watches what's going on, the crow, like the crow up in the pirate's nest, up in the crow nest. Okay, so the pirate that's up there, yeah. Up high, he has the high view. The name of the card is Returning Home. And the visual on the card is, you know, when there's light beams that shoot out of clouds and it like looks like a shaft of light that's coming right down through the trees or right down through the sunset. I feel like that it's like life in between lifetimes, but I sense a loving welcoming. It's like it could be that you're going to have a reassignment of a particular angel or spirit messenger or guide that's going to come in and give you steps number 4, 5, 6 or answers number 7, 8, 9. I feel like that there's going to be a lot of fill in the blanks, that whatever pieces of the puzzle have been eluding you or missing, it's like your home base or your life walk guides are going to say, look, we're going to take you in your dreams, or if you do meditation or ceremony, I do. It's really important to do that when you want to go deep. You can't just stay in your third dimensional mind. You need to actually sit your butt down on the ground of the mountain, at the waterfall, at the beach, or light the candle or the sage and go into the process of relaxing deeper into the dimensions. But I feel like that you've got guides that are really wanting to not invade, not interfere, but they're like right there, ready to answer some deep, I feel kind of long-held questions that you've had, and you're like on the precipice, like your foot's going through the threshold here. But it's just like a threshold of answers. It's like the answer to your question is that the answers are there. I hope that makes sense, because that's exactly how they said it.
Yeah.
Do you understand that? Have you been working with meditation or some kind of ceremony or working with dreams? Like it's the supernatural realms in a respectful, deep listening way, not just petitioning or asking, but like literally lighting the candle, burning the sage, sitting down, going outside at sunset and say, Great Spirit, Holy Spirit, I'm here. I'm ready. Tell me what it is I need to know. I surrender.
Yeah, I enjoy my meditations, and with that, after the last time we spoke, and I was able to identify the walk-in, my mother gave me silver through a synchronicity. I never told her that I was had a conversation about it, but she gave me this little metal silver angel. So every time I meditate, I put that on my third eye.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, when you said that, what spirit told me what my, cause I don't do this. It's what comes through me. I absolutely just learned how to work with the tools. It's like biblically, I of myself do nothing. It's the power of the Father that flows through me. I absolutely concur with that. But what I was shown is that the colors for you to work with right now, there's like a kind of like a red purple, kind of a magenta violet color that when you're putting that on the third eye, always give thanks back to your original PowerPoint. Yeah. Your mother, the vessel, your mother gave you that angel. It's silver, which is indicative of intuitive empowerment. And putting it on the third eye is I'm willing to see the vision. I'm a visionary because I'm willing to be open to what the vision is. I don't want to control it. I don't want to get frustrated over it. I just want to be able to be gifted and given that which I am to see at this time, which when I meditate, that's a lot of what I do. I'll sit down and I'll say, what is it you want me to see? I'm open to see it. And thank you for that. Thank you for that. Thank you for showing me what will align me. Thank you for showing me my current medicine, my current good medicine. Thank you. Just thank you for even coming to reveal anything to me. It's that homage, it's that humbleness, it's that I'm so grateful for any way that I can connect up to my home base, my true source, the animation of my body, what gave life and empowerment to my spirit. I want to go home and talk with my ancestors that way while I'm in the body. So it's like instead of dying or needing to have a near-death experience, you can have what they call the mini-death or the minor death by just getting quiet and going into ceremony. Like they say, when you were in science class, they told you when you sneeze, it's like you're closest to death when you sneeze. I don't know why they taught us that, but that's what they – I remember, I thought, what? But when you go to sleep and you go into the different above worlds, when you're out of your body, when you come back, you know, you could write down the question and put it on your nightstand or right on the floor beside your bed and say, I'm willing also to allow my body to rejuvenate and rest and receive and remember the enlightenments that I can get in my dream walk, in my dream lodge. You know, the Indians call it the dream lodge. You go across the river of stars and you enter into the Akashia, the Hall of Records, or the dream lodge. So you could do that. I would work with all of it because your other card is the vision. So I love that your mother gave you that angel. I feel that that is a working tool, talisman, and I feel like that if you'll add color to that, like add another layer to it now, and it's okay if you lay down on the couch and actually slip into sleep as you're doing that meditation because that'll take you into the dream lodge.
Sometimes. So the last card was vision. So do you, that being said, do you see my vision improving?
I do. I really do because, and I'm not just telling you to puff smoke. I feel like that because you're this lifetime, you've had challenges with different ways of seeing, that's improving your, by improving your inner regions of sight, it automatically starts to empower by mystical means and by the grace of God, the creator, the external sight. Absolutely. And I've had clients that have had things reversed that way. I didn't do it. I said, you know, whether you want to call it great mystery or a miracle, it happened because they said, you know what? I've had trouble with one gal lost sight in her eyes for a while. The doctors couldn't tell her why it happened. Another one, they told her why it happened. And the guy got his back. It was a 5-year journey, but it came all the way back. And the doctor's like, I don't know what happened.
Interesting. I hope that.
So do I believe that? Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do.
I hope that helped you there, Kaz. We got to get on to the next callers here. That's pretty cool, actually. So, yeah, thanks for calling in, brother.
Thank you, Kaz. Salute the vision. Invite the vision.
Right on. All right, let's see. We got, this is looks like an Arkansas number, 479 area code. You're on the air with Mary Ducina. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, loves. It's Jessica from Arkansas. You're Gemini.
Jessica from Arkansas.
Well, hello, Arkansas, Gemini. Mars is in your sign. So although Geminis are quick-witted and have quicksilver tongues, I feel like that I see you in a group. I see something to do with a group or a teaching or a gathering, and I feel like there may be some galactic wisdoms or some healing rituals or dynamic ceremonies and group meditations. I feel like that may be something that you want to seek out. Like, I want to go and hear that lecture as things, as far as this mystic is concerned, are going to be opening up, you know, like seminars and bookstores and outdoor ceremonies especially. I feel like that seek out, there's got to be people in Arkansas with all the crystals there that are willing to do some things outside.
Yeah, I actually have my first ceremony coming up on my grandmother's 11th passing on the 20th of this month.
Oh, I salute her, your beautiful ancestor, the grandmother. Did I hear you say 11? Did you say something? Was it 11th year since her passing?
Yep.
Okay, 11 is a master teacher. So I know Joe had, and I had, I call her Mamaw. But our grandmothers were and still are a waking, walking medicine. I know Joe and I have talked about that similarity that we have. And I feel like that she has slipped her skin, but is right beside you. And she's going to be with you. She's softly training you to be able to still feel that strength of her energy shield that she protected you with and granted you with this. And these Pisces is very good with the tears because that's like our external waterfall. And do you know that there are more toxins released in our tears than any time that we sweat at any other part of our body or our urine?
That's why they're so salty.
Yeah. So I feel like that your call tonight, beyond anything else I've said to you about ceremony and ritual and being outdoors, your grandmother is kissing you tonight, honey. She's with you.
Aww.
Thank you.
She's with you, honey. She's with you. And I am so proud of you to call Joe and I and put your raw, beautiful, vulnerable inner child self out there. I honor you for that. And I thank you for the whole audience, the chat room, and the tribe for being our light priestess tonight. You are a light priestess, and your grandmother knew it. Amen. Aho.
Yeah, thanks for your call. Thanks for sharing that with us. Really.
Powerful. Thanks. Powerful.
Love you.
I love her. So much. I love her grandmother.
We love you too.
Yeah, I love her. I love her.
All right. Yeah, it's pretty intense. Wow. I was thinking about my grandmother too. You're talking about
good.
That.
Bring her here tonight.
All right. Let's go to line four. Here's a 618 area code. You're on the air with Mary Ducina. Who are we speaking with? 618.
Hey, this is Pat. What's up, Joe?
What's up, Pat?
Hey, what's up, Mary?
I like your enthusiasm in your voice. I like, you've got a powerful, commanding type of, what do they call that, Joe, when it talks in vocal world? Is it pitch and timbre, something like that? Yeah, he's got a powerful.
Baritone or something, I don't know.
Yeah, vibrato. He's got you've got a powerful vibrato, Pat. You're like, he's ready to go. He is ready to go.
This
got to
be the last one, though, before we go into break here. So,
okay.
Do you want to?
Okay, I'm going to flip. You can think of a question, but I'm flipping your card.
All right.
Just flip. I'm good.
Okay. See, he knows. You have, it's interesting that the caller before had the talisman of the angel that was gifted him. You have a gold coin here on this card. It's like a tool for you, and I feel like the medallion or the gold coin or the amulet or the heirloom, I feel like there's something that's going to manifest like a sacred object that, again, families will pass on heirlooms or lovers, you know, the rings, the golden rings or jewelry and things like that, or tribes all across the globe. But I feel like there's a keepsake, a treasure, a memento of something that maybe it has strong material value, but I feel like it's got an emotional resonance for you. There's like an unspoken agreement of energy that's going to be a vibration of higher consciousness. So, you know, for some people, they collect rocks. Other people love shells. But I feel like there's a tangible way that there's a hand in this medallion that's levitating on this card. The number of the card's 59. And I feel like that there's something that's an illumination that's literally like the Sufis and the mystic masters in India would do, where they literally would just manifest coins and things out of thin air, like literally bring it from the other realms. And I've had people that have seen that have been over there. So there's something that's literally going to manifest to where you're going to go, holy, I've got some stories how that happened in my life. But I feel like that there, it's like you don't care. It's like seeing a UFO, Pat. You don't care whether anybody agrees with you or not or believes you or not. There's something that's going to literally convince you that something that you were needing some kind of evidence or some, give me a sign, let it not be a baseball bat over my head to get my attention. I mean, I feel like something's literally going to let you know, we heard you, here it is. So you got to call back, because this is about something's going to literally materialize for you. Like there's going to be something that is a big yes. I just keep seeing a big yes flashing. So you got to call back.
Got to call
all
back.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Yep.
Pat.
Yep. Have a good one. Have
all
a good
right.
week.
All right. We're going to take our break. The last one, last break of the night, and we'll get back to the callers too here. We'll be right back with Mary DeSena. Call the numbers 1-800-588-0335. Stay with us. Could very well be one of the most important new moons and cosmic condition shows of the year.
Yep.
Mary DeSena is here with us. Go to our website for a full one-on-one and reading with Mary at M-A-R-Y-D-U-S-I-N-A, MaryDeSena.com. And get right back into the phone calls. That call number is 1-800-588-0335. And during the break, Mary was just pulling cards for people in chat, too, because... you know, you're saying like the spirit was telling you to do it. It's pretty, I got some really interesting stuff too. It was really crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Kat and me, thank you. Thank you for doing that, by the way.
You're welcome. You have such a lovely audience.
Oh, they are great, aren't they?
Yep.
Let's see. Let's start. We're back going around the lines again. Line one, here we go. 620 area code. You're on the air with Mary DeSena. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Bryce, also known as Fizik in the chat. How you guys doing?
What's up?
Thank you. Thank you, Fizik.
I just need a card tonight.
A card.
I feel like this is interesting. You're at like a very important initiation point. One of the cards is the womb in my archetype deck. It's a new deck. I don't have it all memorized. I know about archetypes, but it's number 46. When you add 4 and 6, that's a 1. So that's the magician in the regular tarot card. And it's also initiations are about, I'm going to move my energy in a different way. I'm going to have a different startup. So, and a womb is all about that protective sanctuary for that new birth, you know, it's growing and thriving in the womb. And the other card that I got for you is number 20, called Healing the Earth. So there's something now, what do we call it? Mother Earth, Grandmother Moon, and the Lakota and the other indigenous cultures, Grandmother Moon, Mother Earth, Joe and I, and the other sweet caller, Grandmother Energy has come up very strong tonight. Pisces is a yin feminine magnetic vibration. So I feel like if you could maybe connect with there's a different kind of of healing that happens at a new moon because the stars are glistening if it's not a rainy, foggy night. But sometime this weekend, maybe you'll be able to actually get out there under the starshine. The Inuit tribe in Alaska believe that the stars, that they're not really stars at all, but they're our ancestors and our loved ones in spirit shining down upon us. And there's something about both the sky world and the earth speaking to you. Like there's different types of light healing. It can be sunlight, it can be moonlight, it can be the stars. But I feel like that Earth, Mother Earth and Grandmother Moon are wanting to bestow healing and good medicine upon you, your dreams, your inspirations, your way to walk out of a former problem and into a new start. Did you just leave something or break off with something or decide to exit something?
Yes, I did. Okay. I'm actually thinking about relocating here soon.
I like it. And all the planets, not that we rule our life by astrology, but there are no planets retrograde. And the only one that's going retrograde, like April 27th, 26th, 27th, is going to be Pluto. This is a really good time for us to make decisions. Even if we don't fully implement the change, it's a really good time vision quest and then make the change.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say thanks for your call, man, but what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say thank you, guys. I appreciate everything, and I enjoy the show. This is my first time calling, so I'm a little bit nervous.
Thank you.
And you did great. You know what? You showed up as your real self, and that's the magic.
Right on.
Make the change. It feels good, honey. It feels good.
Yeah, thanks for calling, too.
All right.
Gotta love the first-time callers, right?
I do, love too. It. So did Art Bell.
Let's see.
Don't you remember how he did that?
Yeah.
First-time caller.
He had a line. Well, one of these days we'll get a first-time caller line, too.
Ooh, I like that.
Let's see. 563 area code. You're on the air with Mary Ducina. Who are we speaking with?
Hey there. It's Steven from Illinois. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Steven from Illinois.
I love it. I love that. Yeah. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Thank you. Is your weather warming up yet in Illinois? It gets so cold there.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's been great.
Oh, good.
It's been great.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Do you have a question?
Just for reading. Just pull a card if you don't mind.
Okay. What I got is number 7. This is a really beautiful card. It's one of the prettiest artistic representations. There is a beautiful woman's face just above a totally turquoise tree. Like think about like a pine tree or a big old evergreen shrubbery, the big shrubberies that grow up high. And there is a orbiting galaxy above this tree, but then there is a spirit guide's face. It is female. So is it a female face in the future? It is a female face that watches over you. It's choosing to show up as yin feminine. And then above that is like an infinity symbol. So there's something about above the treetop, there's a swirl that's going around with where it's rooted into the ground, and it's number 7, and it's called the tree of illumination. Now, what have we been talking about tonight? Illumination and imagination. And there's something about truth and understanding coming forth to you. And if you want to look at this, if you go to YouTube and type in Oracle of the Hidden Worlds, you'll be able to see a lot of visuals of these cards, and yours is number 7. Maybe even in Pinterest, you can type in, you know, number 7, the Tree of Illumination, Oracle of the Hidden Worlds. And I feel like with you that you're coming out of like a self-chosen quiet time, isolation, kind of shy, little bit withdrawn, not really wanting to make a real active stance. I feel like that goes with you all the way back to September of 2020, not related to Corona. That might be external circumstances, but I feel you emerging more and more the closer that you get to midsummer. So I feel like your time of where you're switching, you know, like we're coming into the beginning of the year in spring when the new life comes, but then what the First Nations people teach is the warming season, the warming and the growing season on the medicine wheel is when we're in the warmer temperatures. So I feel like as you get to literally 7 could be July, you've got number 7. So although summer solstice happens in the third week of June. There may be something about July of this year that the big answers, the big illumination, the answer that you needed is right there in front of you. And somehow, and I'd love for you to call Joe and I back at some point, even July, I feel like there's something about a female guidepost or mentor or manifestation that's going to be so much a part of you being both grounded, the roots of the tree, and lifted up, because the branches and the limbs of the tree reach for the light. And she's that upper light as the guardian of this tree. Are you fond of trees? Do you work with trees? Do you love to be in the forest or the forest floor? I mean, I got to know that before you go. How are you connected to the woods and the forest?
Yeah. It's been a long time coming to get camping again. So I'm biting at the bit.
Okay. Do it. Because that's where your guides are going to talk to you, and maybe you're going to meet or deepen a connection with a very special female there. And it could be friend or relative. I mean, we don't always have to just think that it's sensual. I mean, I know everybody likes that, but, I mean, there's nothing like that really wonderful female comrade friend or that relative that doesn't wear the hairs off the goat's butt, you know, the actual relative that you can, like, there's another word used for that in the South, but, you know, that female family tribal member that, you know, it's just like you can just let your hair down. You know, it's just like you can be you and breathe and just laugh, you know, just drink in the moment and enjoy it. And that in itself is a birth.
All righty. Interesting. That was actually an interesting reading. Thanks for your call, Stephen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. And thanks for calling. That was an interesting reading, actually.
Powerful.
Yeah, I don't know how you pick up on some of this little stuff like that, but that's really cool.
It's not me. I move myself to the side, Joe.
Let's see, 586 area code. You're on the air with Mary Ducina. Who are you speaking with?
Hi, this is James Salcido.
Hey, what's up, James?
Not much. Tired to be fine. I know you're running low on time, so.
All right.
Thank you, honey. Thank you. That was very respectful. You got number 43, the castle. So that immediately lets me know that you're either ready to work on or improve or redecorate or choose the energy within the home. You know, there's no place like home. My home is my castle. So there's something that you're wanting to change, upgrade, or shift in the room or the home or the place that you call home and put your shoes down. You know, so there's something about your origins that. If something's not been harmonious in the home, that's your project right now, because I see a resurrection and I see like a rebirth and a renewal, but it's got to do with, wow, your other card is got a castle up in the air with a rainbow going over to a star temple. So both your cards have to do with castle, home, the great spirit in the sky. You know, there's like a song, you know, when I die, I'm going to connect with great spirit in the sky. So this is something about this rainbow. It's like your guardian, the council of light and your guardian guide sending the etherical rainbow right into, like, it almost looks like an observatory that's opening up to look at the stars, you know, the really big telescope. So maybe you're even going to visit an observatory or go to one of those observatories when they have those star shows, like those laser light shows. The moment you hear about that, go. If nobody's ever done that, it's incredible, especially when they do music that you like, but there's something about the galaxies, the constellations, maybe sidereal astrology. There's something about the constellations, maybe studying the constellations that you were born under that are in your sign that are going to have to do with a major upliftment for you, but it's the sky world, everything to do with the sky, the clouds, the stars, the rainbows, the currency of the wind, everything about that I feel like is keep looking up, look into your upper heavens or the upper worlds for you. But on the earthly level and the tangible level, I don't care if it's getting rid of clutter, like feng shui, like going through your clothes, you know, upgrading everything and say, I need to give these away to Salvation Army or the women's shelter or the animal thrift store. I need to go through my stuff and open up. It opens up a portal for you to have new blessings, and when you give things away before they're absolutely, like, you know, just worn out and got holes all over them, you know, which is kind of in fashion right now. But I feel like you need to kind of like declutter. Have you started that yet?
Oh, I can't hear him. What did you say,
and
James?
Also with,
start over. What did you say to the
beginning? I was saying, I'm actually planning on doing that this summer as far as rearranging my living room and where my computer stuff is at and everything. So that was interesting.
But I also want you to declutter.
Yeah, well,
go ahead.
He said he can't do the planetary stuff, I think, because he's blind or. But yeah, it may be a metaphor, though, man. I mean, I don't know.
Well, but
yeah,
but what
what
you can do is get on your computer and go to the, you know, just go to Google and then say, what are the constellations? I was born, blah, blah, blah. What are the constellations in my sign? My Google on my phone will talk the answer. Maybe that would work. You know, maybe you could do it in a sense to where someone comes over, say, go do this to Google. Pull up Google and do this, because it'll tell you. It'll just flat slap tell you, or they can get on YouTube for you, and you could have them do the YouTube, and then you could actually listen. There'll be like a 30-minute thing on YouTube that'll talk all about the constellations in your sign and what that means. And then, again, imagination, and illumination. We've had a lot of cards come up about visioning and stars. Whether I have my physical sight or not, I can still go outside in the proper weather, and I know that my spirit is being fed by the stars. My spirit is being fed by that moonlight, you know, the wind at night. You know, these are things that we feel and see on a soul sense. You know, we have soul senses, and then we have our physical senses. So maybe it's about you being able to have that visceral feeling of how the wind hits your body and how you're envisioning the starlight, and maybe turn your body by the feeling. Like, I go out under the stars and I actually close my eyes. Once I know I'm in safe surroundings, I actually turn myself just like a pole, and I turn myself with my eyes closed, and I say to spirit, let me close my eyes and just turn slowly in a circle to where the sky is going to feed me in the most beneficial way. And I don't do it with open eyes at all. I do it with my eyes closed, so I receive it, and I actually feel those radiations coming in. But I don't ever do it with open eyes. I mean, I just use open eyes to walk out there. But then after that, it's a closed eyes ceremony, whether I'm sitting in the chair or turning my body around, and then I sit down or sit right on the deck and just sit out there and let the stars encode me.
Yeah, and then just... thanks for your call, James. Let us know how that goes, too. Call
Please.
Back. Let us know how it goes. Thanks for your call. All right. Looks like 702 area code. You're on the air with Mary Ducina, who he's speaking with. 702.
Hey,
that's
Joe.
You.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello? Yeah, this is
I hear you.
Dragon Rose. How you doing, Joe?
Hi, how are you? First-time caller? That's
good,
a first-time caller.
Yeah, I am a first-time caller.
Love it. Art Bell's with us tonight. It's that first-time caller. I love it. You got the king.
That's funny, because I used to listen to him.
Oh, I love Art Bell. I'll love Art Bell forever. You got the card. You've got hi, Art Bell. Thank you, Art Bell. Always. You got number 12, which is interesting because Pisces is the 12th Western zodiac sign. The 12 has to do with 12 months, 12 signs, 12 disciples. And so this is the king, and it's another archetypal card with a hand. Now, in the center of the hand is a ruby red wax seal, like they used to in the olden days. They used to get wax, candle wax, and they had a stamp, and they would stamp the letter closed with the seal. So there's something like Renaissance, medieval, something about putting your seal or your own imprint onto something with someone. So it's like the written word with you, something about how you write it, the card you send, why you pick the cards that you do, why you send the sentiments that you do, the power of the written word, and then the king. You know, when you get into the tarot with the kings, each king represents one of the elements in one of the seasons. So right now with Pisces, we're finishing up the King of Cups. You might think about, is there an important masculine teacher, mentor, parent, something that would be born under Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio? Because this is also like Neptune is Poseidon, the king of the seas. So there's something to do with the lord or the ruler or the governor over one of the elements, you know, the king of water, the king of cups, the element of emotions. And it may also be that either a father or a father figure or the important males in your life, how have they been an effective leader? Have you chosen to go with some of their guideposts, or, you know, king gives out proclamations and rules, or did you decide that you had to do your own way in your own kingdom? Because out from this hand is also 12 radiations of color rays, but it's interesting. There's no blue. There's only the red shades and the yellows that go into like a chartreuse. So for some reason, the color rays of the reds and the oranges and the yellows are very strong around you. I would call that the colors that we see in a fire.
It's fire in the air. Yeah.
Yep. For sure. Yep. Yep. So just kind of take these as symbolic meanings that are going to unlock you, unlock your own treasure chest of more details coming. Because what these kind of readings do in Pisces, the symbols and everything, they trigger your subconscious. Pisces is the superconscious. And so what we're doing, the key, these are keys that are unlocking you. So just kind of play with the word the king, look at the water element, the fire, how you feel when you're at the campfire or the ceremonial fire or the fire of inspiration.
All right. Yeah, thanks for your...
Birthday is coming up next week.
Your birthday is coming up next week?
I didn't know if that... Yeah, it's the 18th of March, and I am Pisces on the cusp of Aries, so I just wonder, I guess, how that plays into that, if it does.
Absolutely. Well, okay, so because your birthday is the 18th, this is that month, like I was talking to Joe, this is that the 30 days before your actual birthday, and or simply put, the sign, you know, you were going through your dark night of the soul and dealing with whatever shadow aspects wanted to have light put on them, back when we were in Aquarius with the Aquarius stellium in February. So like from February the 17th, 18th, up until your birthday. Once you reach your solar return, your birth date, that's when you launch your new ship. That's the new vision quest. That's the new journey where you're setting out again as the happy, jolly pirate, the Captain Morgan, going out in search of the gold because he was gifted like the magic genie. Make a wish. Your wish is my command. So coming into your birthday, you want to get that wish together. You want to get the three wishes or the main wish together, and absolutely the eve of your birthday, call for the wish.
Yeah,
declare
there you go.
Declare the wish.
And thanks for your call. I'm gonna get to this last caller here too. Thanks
okay,
for
happy
calling,
birthday.
Dragon Rose. Happy birthday. Because this person has been waiting, and I don't want to be like, well, that's it. So
no, okay.
It looks like a 502 area code. You're on the air with Mary Ducino, who he's speaking with.
Hi, this is Sarah from Kentucky. Just a quick card, all I need.
Thank you, honey. With you, I got the crescent moon. It's number 37, and it's the desert. So when we think about the desert, we think about you're in a drying out, you're in a warming phase. For some reason, you may need that dry heat, or you may need to look across the expanse of time. You know, when you look out to an ocean, you can see the horizon and it's way far away. Same thing with the desert. But when you think about the desert, we think about the sands of time, and we think about camels, and we think about pyramids, and we also think about ecstasy and a leap of faith, because it's a leap of faith to make a big trek across the desert. Oh, yes, it is. And in the desert, it's really hot during the day, but gets really cold at night. So this may be a past life kind of a thing. This may be when you lived in the Middle East, or you lived in Ethiopia, or you were in Babylon, but there's something about the Bedouin, I can see camels, and I can see something Middle Eastern, and I can see, like Persia. There's something about this that you might take that into your dreams and say, what is the gift, what is the knowledge that would have to do with, like maybe the, what was that famous movie, Aladdin and the 40 Nights, and something about that whole mystical realm to do with the Middle Eastern myths and the Middle Eastern fables and legends, Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves, and some of those old movies about the magic of the Middle East. It's very strong with you, and that certainly would incorporate the desert.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Go ahead. Say what you just said. Sorry.
That's fine. I've actually been studying that stuff, which is it's crazy. So it fits, like always.
Always like, some kind of wild synchro there. So
yeah. That's okay. I want you to take that into your dreams, though. This is Pisces. I want you to take it into your dreams and say, oh, thank you for that confirmation of what I've been studying, but I'm ready to know some of the healing and mystical applications of that time and of that place, that vortex, that portal. I'm ready to bring back the best of, you know, the best of.
Yeah. Thank you for your call, Sarah, from Kentucky. You have a good night. A lot of callers tonight, too, and a lot of, I guess what I need to get from you, Mary, before we sign off is, what's the final statement if you had to say one collective statement to everybody for this energy?
Pisces, as we begin the new year, the true new year on the spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere of 2021, this is that time for us to release the last 12 months' angst or horrors or sadness or loss. Those of us that went through the fear porn, those of us that felt oppressed, those of us that knew people that got really sick or got really hurt psychologically by all of this, this is our time to also have mercy and compassion for the little children wearing masks, the little children that can't go to school. We need to pray for our planet, and we need to draw down the power of our sacred guides. This is Pisces. Don't just think about yourself. Don't just think about the fear, and don't just think about what you've been missing. This is a time for us as a tribe, as the collective, to say, I ask for divine intervention now, and I receive it for the sake of my Mother Earth, for all the good citizens on this planet, and I call for peace and mercy, prosperity, light, and love. Amen. Aho.
Yeah. Amen to that. And thank you, guys. If you want a reading from Mary, and you want a really life-changing reading, go get a reading from Mary. You have to do it at marydusina.com, M-A-R-Y-D-U-S-I-N-A, Mary Dusina. Thank you so much for coming on again. It's good to have you.
Thank you, honey. I'll see you guys at the next new moon.
See you guys. You guys have a good weekend. Good night. And behave. Have sweet dreams.
Do your holy work.
Sweet dreams.
Yeah, Dream Lodge.
Oh, man. Back to back again.